Love and marriage, love and marriage.
But you know what that sound means. Like it's time for Joe and Cindy Farini to join us.
Hello. I tell you, brother, good morning.
You can't they're there somewhere.
Somewhere? They're just dancing
Hello.
To this song.
Oh, there we go.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are
good
you?
Good morning.
Pretty good. How are you?
Okay, very good.
Great.
Now, you guys went to see The Resurrection of Gavin Stone, our friend Dallas Jenkins' film, over the weekend. Did you like it?
We did. Well, we actually got to see it at our retreat for family life when we were there a week ago. And one of the speakers for family life is a Harvest pastor, so he was able to bring the movie for entertainment for all of those of us who speak for family life, and we loved it. And so we said when we get back, we wanted to take Joey and Aunt Sue. So the four of us went yesterday, and we all thought it was delightful.
What was their favorite part?
Well, Joey, you know, Joey just said it was funny.
Okay.
You know? It was funny. I thought it was funny, too. And I think just Gavin Stone's perception of what a Christian is just made me laugh.
Totally.
Because I think there's so much truth to that. And his expectation, really, of how people are going to treat him based upon why he was there.
Yeah. You know, I think one of the gauge marks that I use to judge whether or not a movie's really good or not is whether it can make me laugh and if it can bring tears to my eye. And at the same time, and this movie really did a great job. I highly recommend it. It's well done, and performers were fantastic. So,
and whether Dad good. Falls asleep or not.
Well, that's another benchmark.
Yeah,
as well.
So he made it. That means it was good. I'll never forget. We went to the creation.
No elf.
Yeah, I know. We during Lord of the Rings, I always look over at Dad, and during the elves, he's always just like, whenever the elves come out or the trees. And then we went to the Creation Museum to look at the like stars and stuff. And I look over and I'm like, Dad, you can hear him snoring. And he woke up and he's like, best nap I ever had. I love that part of the museum.
Goodness. So,
love you, Dad.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
No, but seriously, this week we have a great topic from you guys like usual, and it's the idea that we all get hurt the most by people that are closest to us. I mean, I'm sure you guys have experienced that before.
Well, yeah. You know, last week we talked.
It was just yesterday.
We talked about boundaries, and we gave an example in our own life where one of us stepped across a boundary. And so this week, as we were talking about making a topic, this is how I came across the topic. And that was because I said to Joe the other day, I said, hey, Joe, we need a topic for My Marriage Matters on Monday, and can you help me out? And Joe said, I can't think of anything. And I said, I've come up with all these topics all these years. Can you come up with one? He goes, thanks. So now, even though that wasn't a huge insult kind of thing, I could have probably said it nicer or not said it. I didn't need to say that. And so that this is just like the bottom rung. We can get into insult and blessings on a different level. But Just that one comment could have taken the whole day in a different direction by however Joe would respond. But one thing that I remember doing a while back, I remember thinking in this one particular day, I was looking at different ways that I could interact to things that Joe would say to me or things that he would do. And I have to tell you that probably almost every single thing, and it would be the same for me if he were to have done it, almost every single thing he said or he did, I could have had an insult for.
Yeah, I hear you.
Whether it was, you know, why did you do it that way? Why are you wearing that? What are you thinking? I mean, when I think about how easy it is to insult each other or to just have that little nasty dig, it's really easy. And it's easy because we're close to each other, where we can say those things and, well, I know he'll forgive me or she'll forgive me. And so I think it's something that we really have to work on. I know I will always be working on this, and I think we have a pretty good relationship, but we still get stuck in that little groove every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. I think there's times where it just feels it feels good sometimes to just put that dig in there, and then a few minutes later, it's very regretful. So how can we take the time to avoid just even making the comments?
Yeah. Well, again, I think it depends on the origin of when that comment was made. You know, many times when a comment like that is made, it's because we're tired or we're hungry or we're frustrated with each other. And I think, again, we have to look back and say, why am I having this difficult time being nice to this person who's the closest person in the world to me? And yeah, it goes back to the old traditional of, you know, my expectations were not met by you, our needs, our wants were not met by you. And our natural tendency is just to react. And oftentimes that's rather harsh or in anger. And so we need to just begin to discipline ourselves to respond rather than to react. And, you know, part of being a blessing is that we need to allow freedom for how our differences, whether they're communication differences or our expectation levels and so on. And we can promote healthy communications, I think, by learning to adjust our style of communications in order to honor each other. Mm. And that really is the key word right there. I think the central motivating factor for whether it's good communications or just being nice to one another is the desire to ultimately bless and honor each other. And that requires that a couple seeks to understand each other better and to be understood better. And if you do that, that's where the blessing comes in. And the one way you can do that is to desire, your heartbeat is to be to honor one another.
Mm-hmm. One thing that makes me feel very loved is when, especially during conflict, when things could get heated and could start to get angry, Nate will restate what I had just said and say, I'm hearing you say this. Is that right? And I think that that really helps, that simple question. It kind of takes a moment for him to restate it, and then I'm like, wow, he's doing a really good job and I'm not being very nice, so I should try and be more like Nathan.
Yes, and that gives you and all of us, if we are in that situation, a chance to sort of reevaluate either how we said it or even why we said it. And I think that's so helpful, because then we can say, hey, wait a minute, you know what, I did say that. That is not really my intention of how I want to say it. Let me say that again. And I feel like when we give someone a blessing, giving someone a blessing is like giving good to them. It's giving them favor. And we can do that by audibly doing it. We can do it by writing it. We can do it by wishing it for them, you know, in a, like, I wish you the best kind of thing. And so I think it's something that we have to think first. And boy, that's the hard part, because that's where it starts. You really have to think first. And like Joe said, respond, don't react. And even a blessing can be like a meaningful touch, just to touch the person's arm and say something in a kind and giving way. So those are just a few examples.
Yeah, I just like to publicly just say, good job, Nathan. because what Nathan is saying, what he's doing, he's just talking about clarifying statements. Clarity to what you're saying, and let's be honest. I mean, there are times we say things and we're just not real clear about things, and so it's confusing to some folks. And I can't have to go back to the whole issue of honoring, and that really is a biblical term. I mean, 1 Peter 3, a blessing rather than giving an insult.
Sorry, Dad, you're cutting out a little bit. It's hard to hear you. Sorry.
Okay, how about this? 1 Peter 3:7.
There you are.
There you go. Okay, thanks. Anyways, it talks about giving a blessing instead of an insult. And it's really specifically talking to a husband and how he treats his wife. And it talks about treating her as if she was a weaker vessel. And you may look at that and say, well, that's kind of degrading to a woman. But when you look at the original Greek language there, what you're talking about there is a good translation of that is we got to treat your wife as fine china. And how do you treat fine china? Mm-hmm. You treat it very tenderly, very caringly. And so a question I often ask guys when I'm speaking to men is, how do you treat your wife? Do you treat her like fine china, or do you treat her like an old tin can? That is really going to give direction to how you come across to one another. And you're going to think twice before you speak harshly to one another.
And I don't want to be treated like an old tin can, I'll tell you that right now. Well, in the last minute or so, did you have a conversation for this week, a conversation starter?
I do. This week I have a little bit of a challenge. And as I said when we began this morning, I said that almost every interaction that we have in our day, we can have an opportunity to either hurt each other with an insult or bless each other with a blessing. So what I want to challenge listeners to do is just to take inventory today. And you don't have to respond to every single thing everyone says to you, but whether it's your worker or it's a husband, your wife, your whatever, take an inventory today and see how many opportunities you have to speak either an insult or a blessing. And then how did you respond? And that post will be on this morning at 9 o'clock, and it will post at My Marriage Matters on Facebook.
All righty. I'd encourage folks to go check it out. Once again, special thanks to Joe and Cindy Farini for their ongoing conversations every Monday this half hour about keeping your marriage strong. Thanks again, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.